from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, the robbing of that shit was funny though. All that shit out, like, I couldn't do it. Like,
robbing?
I don't know. I could not. Like, somebody's evicted.
It's not theirs.
Because somebody's evicted.
But it's also not the tenants.
But that's what I'm saying.
It is the tenants.
It is the tenants'
property.
Me being who I am, I couldn't go down there and tell. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Because you would feel bad? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it is stealing, technically, though.
It's like stealing to me.
It is 100% stealing. But it's just allowed.
But I just feel like if you're going to throw it in the dump, like, who am I stealing from? You know what I mean? It's about to be garbage.
But also,
basically what we're talking about, if you're just joining us, is which you are, because it's started.
We just started, yes.
The beauty salon that got evicted, and they put all the beauty supplies in the parking lot.
Yes.
And then people were coming
down. But my thing is, like, how long did it take for them to get all that shit out of there?
Seems like a lot.
A while.
It was a lot of shit.
It's a lot of shit. Yeah. So I'm like,
it's not like they were stacking it in any sort of.
They were just tossing it.
Threw that shit in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Which also, somebody owns that shopping center. I'd be pretty mad.
But it's the only. But it's.
I wanted them out of the unit.
Well, it's the ones that own the shopping center that evicted them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm just like, get your shit and go.
They must have not paid rent for so long.
Maybe they abandoned the business or something. You have to know that this is coming. It's not like you never got a notice
and go
that you're going to get kicked out.
Just a day late on rent, and then they start throwing your
right
in the parking lot. Like you haven't paid in a long time.
You got to go through like court proceedings or something. Probably that's what the bar did. They said he lost a court hearing, and the guy.
It's like
evict people.
But when you see people get evicted, all their shit comes out on the street, and then people just start mowing thin. And for a second, you feel bad. Like, oh, wow, they're putting all the people's shit on the street. But it's not like they just woke up, yeah, your rent's 2 days late, you're kicked out.
Yeah, you know? That is the crazy thing, growing up, how we grew up. And I was always thankful. Mama found a way. But, boy, you see some other, and you just feel so bad because that's your buddy. And, like, yeah, they shit outside of the curb. He's like. And, like, we ain't got no, you can't come stay with us. Yeah. You want to ask your mom? Can you ask your mom? We can stay with y'all. I already know the answer to that.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I know the answer to it.
No, you cannot.
Yeah. And you know, she ain't too far
I guess,
from your mother.
Isn't there, so it, like, there is some kind, I don't think maybe it's a law that's written, but when you put something on a curb, it becomes public fucking domain. So if you put a couch on the curb,
right?
If somebody wants to come get it, they can get it. Like, it's no longer your property?
I really don't know. But like,
that means you're throwing it away, right?
If you've been evicted, you're not throwing it away. They're throwing your shit out.
They're throwing your shit away for
it.
Yeah.
Put it out.
Yeah.
But also,
you kind of did.
Pay to keep it where
yeah.
it's supposed to
yeah.
be.
Yeah. So true.
I would just say if you really want the couch, don't put it.
How much shit? That had to be damn near $300,000, maybe $400,000 worth of shit.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was a lot. Like,
yeah.
It was a fully loaded beauty salon.
Yes.
that was just out in the parking lot.
Yes.
That was then.
They threw their shit out.
Yeah, again. Like that, I bet that was a year at least.
Now, is this the one like in Buckhead?
No, that Buckhead.
That was a restaurant in Buckhead, right?
Yeah. All
right.
This one was
this
in Clayton.
Happened in two different places?
Yeah, this was in Clayton County or something yesterday.
Yesterday was eviction day.
Yep. Yeah. What happens on the 8th? What happens on the 7th? Is that
or maybe some law changed recently so they could do it. I don't know.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, no, that would be you know, that's the danger of being a landlord, right? Is having to get people to pay you on time.
Been a landlord for a long time, and that's one thing I've never had. Bad fucking tenants.
That's lucky. That's good.
Bad fucking tenants.
Yeah, my when my uncle passed a couple years ago, he was renting his house to family members.
Riverdale. That's where that beauty supply was, in Riverdale.
Okay. And we weren't involved in the process at all, obviously. Why would we be? It was his house. He was renting it to them. But they weren't paying him. And nobody knew that. And then when he died, my mom, whatever she inherited,
like overseer, or
she was in charge of the estate, and she was like, hey, like, there's no record of you guys paying rent for the last 8 months.
Right.
And they were like, no, we have been. They're like, well, there's no record of it.
Right.
Like, well, we've been paying him in cash. It's like, well, where is he? Do you have any idea what he's been doing with the cash? I'm like, wow, we don't know. So that was actually a pretty good argument. They hadn't been paying it.
Right.
And he hadn't been putting it. Now, they did eventually find a safe at his other house that had a bunch of cash in it.
Mm-hmm. So it could be maybe.
Maybe. But then, like, but when he died, my mom was like, you guys could still live there.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But you got to pay rent.
Right. Right.
They were like, well, we had a different agreement worked out with him.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, I don't know what the agreement was, but you got to pay us rent.
Yeah, that's like.
And it took 8 months to get them, like, through. And it sucks to have to evict your fucking cousins.
Mm-mm.
Like, whatever. We're going to sell the house if you're not paying.
That's why you don't rent to fucking a dude. I've had relatives, not mine. I don't want to never let my relatives rent in my house. That's just what I don't do. And I don't let nobody, like, if I'm gone, that was the worst mistake I ever did, was letting somebody live in my house when I was not there.
Oh.
And I was just like, you know what? I told him, I was like, you got to go, bro. I'm sorry, man. You can't stay. I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm sorry, dog. Like, you can't, like, this is, no. Because this is what was the deal. I said, I'm leaving. All right. Do not have people in my house. All blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. First fucking week. And luckily, I had a nosy ass neighbor. Yeah. Luckily, I had a nosy ass neighbor. He's like, he asked me, hey, dog, I thought you were gone for camp. I was like, yeah, I'm out here. And he's like, oh, well, there's something going on at your house. And I looked up, and I called him. I was like, hey, dog, what's going on? I could tell he tried to hush it down, went in the room. I was like, all right. I was like, okay. So you're doing it the exact opposite of what I told you to do. I was like, okay. I was like, well, you got to go, bro. You got to go. Yeah.
Pretty basic shit.
Yeah.
If I let you stay in my house, mm-hmm. don't have people over.
Mm-hmm.
If you're renting.
But the thing about it was, in my house, and maybe like a week later, my house got broken into. So I'm assuming that it was somebody that you had over at this motherfucker.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I'm
always somebody
yes.
who
yes.
knows.
Yes.
So I'm
assuming.
Did you have lifetime supply of cookies on the list? For the guy that won the medal for the Philippines.
What kind of cookie?
It does not say. Can you imagine? Wow.
Yeah, no, that guy's set now.
A medal. Tell me again, what did he win as a medal?
I believe it was like
100,000 in cash.
Okay.
Gymnastics.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't give a damn what he did.
Artistic gymnastics, he won gold.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, no, I'm saying.
Floor, vault, yeah. Wait. He won gold in floor and vault.
Okay.
A house, a two-bedroom condo, $18,000.
A house and a condo?
A house and a lot, a two-bedroom condo. So maybe the condo is on the lot? Because a condo is a house, is an apartment that you own.
Okay.
So that's just, I don't know. That how it's worded is weird. $18,000 worth of furniture, lifetime supply of cookies, and free meals for life from several local restaurants.
And then you got a bunch of, like...
That is
like
badass.
Like a prize
in the United States, it's like, here's 30 grand.
He got 10 million pesos, which sounds like a fuck ton.
Dude,
it's probably like $42,000.
I hate
still a lot.
Yeah.
The only thing I hate about going to the Philippines is that peso shit. Because it'd be looking like you get your shit back, it'd be like 1,000 damn pesos. Like,
so does stuff cost like in pesos what it would cost in American dollars? Or is it like a bag of chips is like 700 pesos?
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
But
that,
it's still...
That's all you think about.
The value of the American dollar is still more, so you still aren't paying a shitload less.
Yeah, but they were... Yeah. And a lot of times they'd rather you pay in cash in American money.
Yeah, they do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. When it says you got $10 million?
Yeah. Especially when they give you coins. I'm like, because they got all of the, like, where grandma lives, it's like everybody has the little bodegas, about big as this fucking office. And so, like, they always want pesos and everything. But they just get on my goddamn nerves.
Who's on the Filipino money?
Shit, I don't know.
Pacquiao?
No, I don't think so. He's like, hey, lady. No,
wasn't that almost a thing, though?
No, don't eat. No, no, we'd have no food. Well, you just don't want to sell to me?
I can smell it.
I can smell it.
Smell the lumpia.
Yeah, I can smell it.
So I'm looking it up, seeing who's on Filipino money. Oh, wow. Those guys look pretty fancy.
We have a lot of it. We have a lot of it in the house.
Who's that guy?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Old Filipino guys.
Oh, the boy from the high school kid is going to be on the 4x4.
Yeah.
Good for him.
16-year-old.
Good for him.
Andres Bonifacio.
Yeah, I know that. I know Andre.
Jose Rizal. There's a bridge in Seattle named after him.
These are the guys that are on the Filipino money?
Rizal Bridge. It's a fucking nice bridge.
Are you serious?
And he's on Filipino money?
Did he help find Seattle?
It's in a very Asian part of town.
Oh.
Everything in that it's on Beacon Hill in Seattle.
Seattle got like gangs and stuff?
Yeah.
Like back? Is it bad?
It depends on... Yeah, it was. There was a time when it was. It might still be. Seattle, like, everything has been pushed out of Seattle. Everything's been gentrified in Seattle. So now everything in Seattle that was bad is now in, like, Renton and Federal Way.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, no one knows what I'm talking about. But, like, if it was Atlanta, that would be, like, Fayetteville or something mm-hmm. like that. South of town. Like, everything's been pushed outside the city because you can't live in the city limits for less than, like, $1 million. Because of Amazon
wow.
and Google and all the tech boom. So, yeah. No, I mean, it's a big city. So it has big city problems like that. But,
There's always people in every city who want to take some ice shit.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
that's all that shit has to do with.
It's a city functioning the way that American cities function. There's poor people being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And then because of that, people get desperate. And they want community and all that kind of stuff. So gangs form and shit happens in inner cities. You know what I mean? Like, people, I don't Everyone wants to make people that are involved in that kind of stuff bad people.
Yeah.
It's just the opportunity that they were afforded in the neighborhood that they grew up in. You know what I mean? Like, that's the family business. It is.
Yeah. Because they're taught
the nepotism that takes place.
How to lie, cheat, and steal by
inner cities. But it's not
uncle.
Even lie, cheat, and steal. It's just survive, right? Like,
well, yeah. You got to do what you got to do. Yeah.
And that's what it is, you know. I don't know. Everyone wants to make it cut and dry and make people seem bad. You know. The opportunity.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.